What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Guess what, Limits? Guess who else is going to host Gabe Davis?
The Bills!
The Bills, according to Jordan Schultz, are expected to host Gabe Davis on a free agent visit this week after he meets with the Steelers. Gabe Davis would be a legend in Buffalo right now if Sean McDermott hadn't allowed the Chiefs to go down the field in 13 seconds. I'm looking at the highlight right now, where the Bills go ahead by 3 points with 13 seconds left, 36-33. Now I'm depressed. Gabe Davis on that day in Kansas City in a playoff game. And the Bills would have hosted the Bengals in the AFC title game the next week, had 8 catches for 201 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's one of the greatest single playoff games in the history of the league. Unfortunately, I don't know that he equaled any of those totals last year in Jacksonville. It felt like he didn't. He was a disaster. So there's going to be competition, I guess, is the bottom line. For Gabe Davis, I'm not sure he's the answer. I think him and Josh Allen worked really well together at times. He had some pretty good years there. Then he completely fell off the map last year. I guess he'd be a decent deep threat here. But I don't know. If you had a choice of this offense with Aaron Rodgers or that offense, and by the way, the Bills don't really have a number one receiver. Not that Gabe Davis would be that, but the fact they don't have a one tells you there's catches to be had there. I'm thinking he may wind up back there, honestly. That's my thought on Gabe Davis. I don't think he'd be like a clear-cut number two here. I don't think he's that.
No. No, I don't think he is. Like, he was paid to be that in Jacksonville. We see what happens when desperate organizations need significant help on the free agent market and the overpay. Because he did have some good seasons, some good games in Buffalo. I don't think he's fully a Josh Allen creation. That definitely helps, but he's more so a number three wide receiver that can stretch the field a little bit. Not somebody that you can rely on if DK Metcalf is being double teamed or especially gets hurt. So I would only want to see him on like a very short term deal, like a 1 year minimum type of contract because Jacksonville's still paying him, but I don't think they will.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today and a high of 89, a high of Vance McDonald. Great weather for Bob's bobblehead to bobble. You can see it, by the way, online. We have it all over the place at 93.7 The Fan. It does actually look like Jay Caulfield the more I think about it, which, as Bob said, is a nice compliment to him. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right. I just saw the trailer for the Roberto Clemente documentary, and it is spectacular. I mean, it would be hard to screw up anything that has Roberto Clemente highlights in it. But this documentary really seems to be on it, and it's made, and I'm reading out of the Post-Gazette right now. It's called Clemente. Made by Mount Lebanon-based filmmaker David Altraghi. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but I would like to have him on the air, Limits. Can you get him, please?
I'll do my best.
And it premieres in theaters, including national chains, and also the Lindsay Theater and the Cultural Center, locally, on September 12th. This thing premieres. Check out the story at postgazette.com. And that's 3 days before Roberto Clemente Day across the majors, and it'll make its television debut on the History Channel September 23rd. So I can't wait to watch it. Did you check out the trailer? I would urge you to do that, Limits, if you haven't.
I definitely will, because, I mean, you know how much I value everything that Clemente did, and the first thing I did when I went to the Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago was immediately look for the Clemente gear with my Clemente jersey, and they have the bat of his 3,000th hit, and they have newspaper clippings of his 3,000th hit great display in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure that this museum highlights so much that he did as well.
I mean, I'm a documentary connoisseur. When I used to teach writing at Waynesburg University, sports writing, profile writing, I would go to the writing of movies and sometimes songs and say, listen to that. This is the way you should be thinking about writing at all times. Very short, very descriptive, to the point. Like there's not, you think of a song. I would have them play their favorite music. How many lyrics does a song have? It's like basically a poem. And yet it says a lot. So let's listen to those lyrics. And then the same for documentaries. I pay attention a lot to the writing, and this starts out just awesome. And then the interviews obviously spice it up. I saw Michael Keaton is interviewed in this. Bunches of prominent people are. And the highlights are just phenomenal. So I can't wait to watch this, the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center on September 12th. And then the History Channel, September 23rd, Clemente, the documentary. Man, that's going to be awesome.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
In the meantime, Limits, there's all kinds of things going on here. The Morgan Wallen concert, you like him or is it Wallen?
Well, it's Wallen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I already got it wrong. My daughter was at that concert Friday in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Did you go?
A friend and I thought about going, but we saw the price of the tickets, and I also hosted Friday night. We were thinking about going Saturday.
Yeah.
And we saw $500 at the last chance to get them. So we said, no, we're not going to do it.
I guess it was unbelievable.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, like a great, great show.
Well, he was here at PNC Park last year and did two shows.
Did you go to that?
Again, thought about going and ultimately did not go due to the price of the tickets. I've been to one concert, Joe. Remember, it's the Jimmy Buffett concert.
With the whole family, yes.
Then I count the McAfee event kind of like a concert too, because Wiz Khalifa performed, Snoop performed, Jelly Roll performed. So I count that as like kind of a second.
Ed Helinski on the mailbag asks, in your estimation, which on-the-bubble Steelers have trade value and could be moved from now until the final cutdown? Limits, I said one comes to mind is Skylar Thompson. I don't know. It's a quarterback desperate lead. If people are talking about the Browns trading Kenny Pickett, then surely Skylar Thompson could get you a seventh-round pick, right?
I would hope so, and that's the first name that popped into my mind when you said it, too. I don't know. Are you going to get a seventh for a guy that was signed by the Steelers on the free agent market where everyone had the chance to get him and he looked okay in the second preseason game? Is that first preseason game enough to want a team to give up a pick like that? I don't know. They might just try to opt to get him over the waiver wire.
A man who calls himself Polish Yinzer asked me a question. Joe, do you think it's possible for Tommy Pham to share his optometrist with Henry Davis, who is 7 for his last 59 and routinely misses fastballs right down the middle? Well, Henry Davis hit one of those balls last night and got a double, and he also had a sacrifice fly. But yes, I think it's a wonderful idea if Tommy Pham would give up that number. Do you?
I think it would be very noble of Tommy Pham to give it up.
It would. And the way Tommy Pham is going with his Twitter interactions today with the fan base, he may need an act of goodwill to save him at this point.
I don't think anything's going to save him. I don't think anything's going to save Tommy Pham.
He just can't help himself. Has anybody else gotten on Tommy Pham's case, and has he responded?
So I've been looking at the replies for Tommy Pham, and oh boy, it looks like he has actually put out another one.
Let's hear it.
As somebody by the name of Gary Sheffield Jr., who I'm guessing is Gary Sheffield's son. He's the host for Yankees.
Oh, wow. I
YouTube
thought you were kidding.
Podcast. Right. It might be. I'm not 100% saying that. But the Tommy Pham tweet about bitching about a ball not being called a strike to the umpire when it's clearly below the zone. Gary Sheffield Jr. says, there's no way this is a real tweet. Can't complain about the zone out of respect for Tommy Pham? Yeah, folks. Complaining about the zone pitching to Barry Bonds? What makes you special? Get out your emotions and into your common sense, he says to Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham responds, I respect your dad, not you. Even text and talk to OG next time. Look at the pretext of the event before you comment stupidly. Now let me send this to OG so he can talk to you. And then he responded 20 minutes later, Pops just gave me the green light to you. Should know what that means.
Wow.
Pops just gave me the green light to you. You should know what that means.
Who sent that? Tommy or
Tommy Pham said that back to Gary Sheffield Jr.
My God, I respect your dad, but not you.
Oh my gosh.
If I could recommend some reading for the rest of the day out there for everybody, it would be go to Tommy Pham's Twitter site. The interaction with people is incredible. After his legendary bat flip, after a walk, that may have to make the Pirates season of highlights or lowlights. I'm not sure which. It's the first time, you know, you go back to the season opener, the first time I've ever seen a guy break his leg on a home run trot. That was Nick Gonzalez, although I guess it was already broken. And also the first time I've ever seen a flipped bat on a walk. Thank you, Limits. Good night.
All right, Joe. Good night to you as well. See you tomorrow.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.